USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says he believes in meetings with anybody, including the president of Iran.
Good for the country, good for them, good for us, and good for the world. No preconditions. If they want to meet, I'll meet.
This after Mr. Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani traded hostile warnings earlier this month. Washington is preparing to reimpose sanctions on Tehran within days, despite objections from the UK, France, China, Russia, and Germany. The president made the comment during a joint news conference with Italy's prime minister.
The prime minister and I also agree that the brutal regime in Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never. We encourage all nations to pressure Iran to end the full range of its malign activities. The United States welcomes the partnership of Italy in these vital efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A swearing-in ceremony at the White House. Robert Wilkie, who served as Pentagon Undersecretary, becoming the Department of Veteran Affairs' first permanent leader in months. He's promising that he's ready for the job.
I am the son of a gravely wounded combat soldier. I have been an officer in two services, a senior leader in the Pentagon, and for 8 weeks, the acting Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Secretary Wilkie reportedly plans to reassign several high-ranking political appointees at the agency to improve morale at the VA. One of the hundreds of homes destroyed by the deadly car fire in Redding, California, belongs to Police Chief Roger Moore. Now homeless, he says he's just grateful they were able to save some of their stuff.
We were able to, get the stuff out of the side yard, my trailer and my truck.
The car fire is the largest blaze among the 17 wildfires still burning in California. Investigators now think a missing University of Iowa student, Molly Tibbetts, was doing homework on her laptop the night she went missing. That, according to a Des Moines CBS station, a news conference is set for tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A $100 million lawsuit has been filed against Ripley Entertainment and others involved in the duck boat incident in Branson, Missouri that left 17 dead. Attorney Robert Mangaluzzi is representing some of the victims.
You know you are drowning in the dark and you will never see your loved ones again. And it is a horrific, unimaginable way to die.
The lawsuit accuses Ripley and operators of the tourist ride of putting profits ahead of passenger safety and ignoring safety warnings. Two Minneapolis police officers who fatally shot an armed suspect after a foot chase last month will not face criminal charges in the killing. And after reviewing the video, Lieutenant Bob Kroll, president of the Police Federation of Minneapolis, had harsh words for politicians who spoke out against the officers.
To the politicians, both city and state, and those currently running for office that condemned the police officers' actions prior to any facts or evidence, you've done a disservice to the communities you're supposed to represent. We challenge you to take time to learn what exactly it takes to be a police officer. If not, you should resign from your positions or drop out of races.
Witnesses claimed the man was not armed, but video shows otherwise. Hundreds of gun owners in Florida have been ordered to give up their guns under a new law that took effect after the deadly Parkland shooting in February. The law aims to temporarily remove weapons from gun owners who've been deemed by a judge to possibly be a threat to themselves or others. The law also raised the age to buy a rifle to 21 and established a 3-day waiting period on gun purchases. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.